This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. When it comes to regulating genetically enhanced crops, will the UK go its own way from the European Union? I'll talk about it after this.
At Case IH, we know why cattle get all the glory. But while a cow stands around eating 25 pounds of hay in a day, our round balers can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. While cattle only have one job to do on your operation, our Maxim Series tractors have 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. While a steer leaves 65 pounds of manure in one day, our Farm All Series tractors lift 3,800 pounds of manure in just one load. While a heifer can only take one bite of hay at a time, our rotary disc mower conditioners can cut a 16-foot wide swath of hay at a time. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for absolutely every other job you need to get done on your operation, Case IH equipment is clearly where to turn to for productivity. Find out more at your local Case IH dealer or at caseih.com/livestock.
In this post-Brexit era in the United Kingdom, is there the possibility that they will go their own separate way when it comes to genetically modified crops? The European Union has a low adoption rate for genetically modified foods, with the only authorized GM crop, an insect-resistant corn, currently grown on less than 2% of the total corn acreage in the European Union. And Europe also requires products containing GMO ingredients above a 0.9% threshold to be clearly labeled. They established that the packaging must state, "This product contains genetically modified organisms," or "This product contains genetically modified," whatever the name of the organism is, directly on the label. But now, in an open letter to the Environment Secretary in the United Kingdom, 33 scientists are calling on the government to provide clarity on the future of gene-edited crops in the UK. The UK government has already indicated it will incorporate European Union legislation governing GMOs into British law, but the signatories of this letter, 33 agritech scientists, this letter, which was drawn up by a farmer and by the editor of Crop Production magazine, Tom Allen Stevens, these scientists are hoping there will be room for compromise on these so-called new plant breeding techniques, NPBTs, they call them over there in Europe. The letter from the scientists states, and I quote, "We feel there are significant questions that must be addressed urgently by the government if the UK is to retain its strength in plant genetics, to use innovation to boost productivity and competitiveness, and to meet the challenges of nutritional health and environmental protection. I'll be back after this."